U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told law enforcement officials in New Mexico yesterday that the Trump administration will fulfill its pledge of securing the country's southern border. That comes after states, including Arizona, agreed to send National Guard troops to the border with Mexico. KJZZ's Michel Marisco is in New Mexico this morning, and he joins me. And Michel, Sessions told law enforcement officials that the border is in a crisis right now. What do they have to say about that?
So, you know, there's always this mixed reaction from law enforcement depending on their political needs or political aspirations and what they themselves see on the border. Different parts of the border see different things. So, for example, Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels agrees and says, you know, in these rural areas of Cochise County, southeastern Arizona, there are issues. There is a crisis. There's a problem there. Here in Doña Ana County and in southwestern New Mexico, abutting Arizona, no, the sheriff here does not think he believes that this is overstated. Same with the Sunland Park police chief who I spoke with and am going to interview later today. You know, both of them have said the same thing, that there is not a reason to have any kind of talk about a crisis on this particular stretch of border.
Now, Michel, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was supposed to be there in New Mexico this morning. She called the meeting off. What was she supposed to accomplish there?
From my understanding, Nielsen was supposed to be here to start talking about this 20-mile stretch of border, that border wall that CBP has hired a contractor to put in, starting at the Santa Teresa Port of Entry here in Sunland Park area, and then going 20 miles west. This is to replace a vehicle barrier that was put in 10 years ago. This project started on Monday, and it's being vaunted by the Homeland Security Department as one of President Donald Trump's quote-unquote border walls. Now, it's the same wall that was erected in the same style 10 years ago in places like Nogales, which you and I have written about and seen over the years, but they're calling it this. And the Homeland Security Secretary was going to be here today to talk about it in that context.
Well, so what does that border wall look like now, and does it seem like it's needed?
So this wall is modeled, like I said, like many of the other styles of bollard-style walls that we see in Nogales and Sasebe and in different parts of the Arizona border and in places, for example, like in California. It's about 20, 25 feet high, 15, 18 feet of that is bollard style. The top of it has an anti-scaling feature, which is to say it's just a smooth piece of metal so that you can't easily breach that or climb over that. And it's buried down into the ground at least 6 feet. It's made so that water and wind can go through. Border Patrol agents can see into Mexico, see if any kind of threat or problem is coming at them. And of course, and there's a lawsuit now pending on this, wildlife will not be able to cross that border, not easily.
All right. That's KJZZ's Michel Marisco reporting from southeastern New Mexico this morning. Michel, thanks a lot.
Thank you.